what we have found in cribs and in other products is that if you want to do a recall, you have to negotiate one-on-one with each company. And so we've had so many companies, cribs that have been defective regarding the drop side crib, that tomorrow we'll be making an announcement talking about the drop side in general.
We'll get that to you as quickly as we can.
Yeah, so it sounds like maybe you're going to issue some kind of like consumer advisory.
Something yeah. like that.
Okay.
You know, when I see cases like this, it makes me realize that we need to work more carefully with the ASTM standard setting committees. In fact, we did. When we had so many of those, we went to them and they banned drop side cribs. We promised Congress we would have a brand new crib standard in 2010 that would not have drop sides. And we're working on the whole crib thing to make sure that the new standards address all of the issues we've seen in cribs over the last few years. But that's a reason why we need to be proactive and not just wait till we have a case against an individual company to
right.
recall a crib.
Right.
I feel like the recall is something we do, but we need to be much more proactive in product design and insisting that companies and the ASTM upgrade their standards and make them stronger and not make us come to them and ask them to do it.
You delivered that message directly to them?
I did.
They were at the headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they realize that we're expecting them not to have these dormant standards making bodies that just kind of meet and breathe.
Yeah.
And we expect them to produce in the next few years.
Yeah. And one of the problems that emerged with the cribs is that many of the cribs that ended up being recalled actually met the standard,
mm-hmm.
met the industry standards. So that shows that in this case, the industry standard wasn't...
It wasn't adequate.
It wasn't adequate.
And it showed that the three areas that the new crib standards will address is stronger wood, so that it's not made out of the cheaper wood. We're going to be testing the hardware much more rigorously, so that the hardware is stronger, and we will ban the drop side crib.
So that's the conclusion you've come to, is just the drop side design. There's nothing that can be done to make it safe enough.
Well, we all were in cribs, but they had metal drop sides. And most
yeah.
of the hardware on cribs now is hard plastic, which is, look at this, hard plastic.
Yeah.
But we have come to the conclusion that we think it's the best thing is to not have a drop side. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have a turn down. There are other
yeah.
cribs where
yeah.
you take the side and you pull out the pins and you let it come down to reach the child and put it back. But this constant moving up and down makes the hardware
yeah.
vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's what was happening, is it was separating from the side of
right.
the crib.
Right.